Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. It is Friday, so it is a For You Friday episode today, and I'm excited because in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about kind of just setting expectations for ourselves and being a very realistic version of that girl and kind of just like getting rid of this image that that girl has to wake up at 6 a.m. and do this and do that. And I have a whole episode all about that girl and kind of what it means. But just in case you haven't listened to that episode, I give like an updated definition to you guys. So if you go on TikTok and you type in that girl, you're going to see a bunch of TikToks, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of TikToks of girls who are waking up super early, making their bed, going to the gym, making a matcha, having, you know, a bowl of yogurt and then making a coffee and basically just finishing up their whole morning by 8 a.m. and then getting ready to do some work or go to the gym or whatever. And you'll see these videos, and a lot of the comments, you'll see people who are like, this is a lifestyle that I want. Like, this is what I want to do. Like, this is inspiring me. And then some of the comments will be like, this is so unrealistic. You're setting an unrealistic standard for people, blah, blah, blah. And for me personally, on my TikTok, I like to showcase my podcast. I like to showcase my lifestyle. There was a point where I was working out at 6 a.m. and I was waking up at 5:30, 6 a.m. every single day and going to the gym. And I was doing that every day for about 2 or 3 months. And after a while, I realized I was kind of just forcing myself to go early to the gym and work out that much and, you know, work out twice in one day. I was working out twice in one day so many times. And I realized that I was just forcing myself to be a morning person and forcing myself to be someone who did wake up at 6 a.m. and meditate and journal and have a hot lemon water and go to the gym and just do all these things before it was even 8 a.m. And in the moment, it's going to be 8 a.m. and you're going to feel good and you're going to feel productive and happy that you got to get everything done early in the morning. But at the same time, there's not an excitement to it and there's an expectation to it. For some people, they love to wake up at 5:30 in the morning and start their days. And that's just how they work. They like to work out early in the morning. They like to get it over with. They like it to be the first thing they do in the morning because it gives them energy. And then they like to follow it through with a shower, some skincare, and then focus on their 9 to 5 or, you know, whatever job that it is that they're working. And for some people that works and that's amazing and I applaud you. But for some people that doesn't work. And when people think that that doesn't work, they think that nothing is going to work. So to give you guys like a personal story, oh, I didn't even like really explain what that girl means, but it's basically like if you go on TikTok, that's what you're going to see. To me, I think everyone has their own definition of being that girl. I think being that girl is being the best version of yourself possible. It's not being a version of someone else. It's being the best version of yourself. So some people could be like, oh, I want to be like this girl because she wakes up early and goes to the gym and makes smoothies and she's super fit and she has very clear skin and she lives in a really amazing house. And they look up to that girl and they're like, I want to be like her. Like that's my definition of that girl is whatever that girl has. But for me, that girl is myself. It's what I want to create for myself. It's my highest potential. And I think that's what it is for everyone. That girl for you is your highest potential, which is unlimited, by the way, but it's just taking those steps until you are that highest and best version of yourself possible. And that's what my whole podcast is about. My whole podcast is about becoming the better version of our yesterday selves. It's about creating small habits every single day that will one day turn into your lifestyle. It's about creating vision boards of what you want your future to look like and waking up every single morning and showing up as that girl that you want to be. It's not just saying, I want this in the future. It's waking up and acting as if you already have it. So for me, that's what this podcast was kind of revolved around. And I know the term wasn't necessarily always there from the beginning, but now that that term, quote unquote, that girl is circling around TikTok and Instagram and social media and Pinterest and all these things, I feel like I do want to talk about what it actually means, the controversy behind it, the stigma around it, you know, the expectations and the unrealistic standards and all these comments. So like I said, on my TikTok, I like to promote my podcast. And when I promote my podcast, I'll put, you know, this is the aesthetic of my podcast. And I'll show girls that are going to the gym, that are eating healthy, that are, you know, just super fit and healthy and productive, doing schoolwork, working really hard, all these things. And a lot of the time people see this and they're like, this was so motivating. Like, these pictures just motivated me to go do this and do that. Like, this is like my vision board. This was such an amazing thing to see. I needed to see this right now. And then some people will look at it and be like, there we go. Like, here goes another girl trying to set an unrealistic standard for us. Like, here comes another girl trying to make it seem like she's so perfect and everyone else around her needs help. And this is, you know, this lifestyle is not an aesthetic and all these things. And it hurts me because my whole podcast and my whole social media thing is to show girls that, you know, there is no standard for your life. There is no standard to your potential. So when people kind of throw comments at me like that, I'm just like, my whole message is being perceived in the wrong way. And at the end of the day, you're never going to please anyone. And, you know, compared to the 200 comments I got, around 190 of them were positive, uplifting comments, while the other 10 were negative ones that were kind of targeting at me. So I don't really want to focus on the negative, but I sort of just want to address it and talk about my experience and how you can kind of get rid of those standards that you set for yourself. So the number one thing is you have to remind yourself that you are setting these expectations for yourself. No one else should matter. No one else should matter in this new lifestyle that you want to adapt to. You know, you shouldn't start this lifestyle of working out because your friend told you that you should lose weight. You shouldn't start this lifestyle of eating healthy because your boyfriend told you he wants you to have clear skin. You shouldn't start these things and start to be this lifestyle just because someone else told you to, because if that is what you do, you will hold yourself to their standards and their expectations of you. And that's right away, your breaking point is going to begin at the start. So my first tip is make sure you're doing this for yourself, because if you're doing it for yourself, you set your own standards. You set your own expectations, okay? So that is the first thing that you want to make sure, is you want to make sure that this lifestyle that you want to create and build for yourself, you're doing it because you want to do it. You're not doing it because you want to look better for other people or, you know, whatever. It's different if you want to be a more positive person for other people and be a more, you know, happy person to be around. But you shouldn't want to look a certain way just to set a standard for someone else in your life. Because at the end of the day, you need to make sure that you're doing all these things for yourself, because that's all you're going to have. You know, when you go to sleep at night, that's what you have. You have yourself. When you wake up in the morning, that's what you have. You have yourself. So you want to make sure this is something you're doing for you, right? So that's the first thing you want to do. That's the first thing you have to get out there. Number two, why are you doing this? Why do you want to start working out? Why do you want to start eating healthy? Why do you want to wake up early? Why do you want to get all your homework done and be on top of your assignments? Why do you want an organized lifestyle? Why do you want these things? You know, I could sit here and I could give you a reason as to why I wanted clear skin, as to why I wanted to be working out every single day. You know, when it comes to my skin, people are probably like, oh, she wants clear skin so that she could look pretty for others. But it's no, I want clear skin because I've been struggling with acne for 8 years. No doctors have been able to help me. You know, no medication, no treatments, nothing has been able to help me. And I want to be the one to help myself. This is the one thing that I haven't been able to control my whole entire life. I want to take control of this. When it comes to the gym, you know, I started off with the really unhealthy mindset of, oh, I just want to lose weight, you know, tighten up my abs a little bit, and then I'm never going to work out again. Like, I just want to fix myself up for the summer. That was my mentality last year. And all of a sudden, I started to become in love and obsessed with the gym, where now it's just something that I look forward to every day. It's something, it's part of my routine now. So it's something that started off as kind of just being like, there because I wanted to just temporarily lose weight, and it ended up turning into a lifestyle and a routine that I wanted to, that I looked forward to, right? So you want to think of, why do I want these things in my life? Why do I want to become the best version of myself? Why do I want to be this girl in the future? Why do I want to live in this city, in this penthouse or whatever? You need to think to yourself, why do I want these things? What is going to be so much better in my life if I wake up tomorrow and I have all these things? Because if you don't have a reasoning behind your goals, you're going to stop working towards your goals, because you're going to realize that the reason that you're doing it is not that important, or maybe it's non-existent. So I really just believe that if you have a why, right, behind all your goals, and you have a reason as to why you want to accomplish them, it's going to help you stay consistent with your goals. It's going to help you realize, you know, this is what I want in the future. This is why I want it. And this is what I'm going to do to get it. So that's step number three. What am I going to do to get there? I want to work out every day. Why do I want to do that? Okay, now I know why I want to do that. How am I going to do that, right? It's like all of a sudden you're kind of like, okay, I know what I want and I know why I want it, but how do I get there? right? So obviously every single goal is different. I asked you guys on Instagram before, tell me goals that you have for yourself for this upcoming year up until summertime or during the summertime. A lot of people said working out consistently. I think that's a really big goal that people have. It's end of January right now. So if you were in that goal, then you're either still pushing through it or you gave up by now. It's end of January. So, you know, I think a lot of people start in January because of the new year. But at the same time, I feel like you kind of just have to realize that, you know, this is your life and you take control of it. You decide when you want to work out. You decide why you want to work out. You decide what part of your body you want to work out. You control this. So at the end of the day, if your goal is I want to work out more, maybe you're not going to have that strong mentality mindset in the beginning of this is part of my lifestyle and this is part of my routine. But the more you tell yourself, I love working out, the more you tell yourself, working out is part of my routine, it's part of my daily ritual, the more you tell yourself these things, it's going to adapt into your life. And that's how it was with me because, like I said, when I had first started working out, I didn't have this very strong mentality around it. I didn't have a passion around it, but I would tell people that I did and I'd be like, I love working out. It's the best part of my day. I would tell myself, I'm so excited for my workout today. Even if I was lying to myself, which a lot of the time I was, even if I was lying to myself, it suddenly became true because I just kept speaking it into existence and I just kept walking into the gym with the mentality of I love working out. And once I had started to do that, it just started to become that. Like it just started to become the part of my lifestyle. So I think that really, really helped is putting that into my mindset. So whether you want to start eating healthy, working out, journaling, having really good grades, trick your mind into thinking that this is something that you love doing and eventually it will be something that you love doing and it will be part of your routine. So that's my third tip. So number one, do it for yourself. Number two, figure out why you're doing it. Number three, figure out how you're going to do it, right? Now, something I want to talk about, which the title of this podcast is, you know, that girl doesn't have to wake up at 6 a.m. And the reason I want to talk about this is because, like I said, I've seen a lot of controversy and this weird stigma around it on social media. And I wanted to just address it because I want to talk about myself and my experience with all of this. I don't remember the last time I woke up at 6 a.m. to work out. I wake up at 6 a.m. because I have class at 8 a.m. So I have to wake up at 6 a.m. to like get ready and go to class. But if it wasn't for class, like before my classes started, I was not voluntarily waking up at 6 a.m. And that's just because I'm not a morning person. I remember if you look back at old TikToks from like this past summer, so like maybe almost a year ago, like spring summer of last year of 2021, I was waking up at like 5 a.m. every single day to go for a walk in the morning. And I remember waking up at 5 a.m. I would wrap my stomach in this like, it was like a waist trimmer. It wasn't like a super tight waist trainer that like gives you a shape. It was just to make your stomach sweat more. I actually really do like that. It doesn't make me feel like waist trainers that you like are like corsets that you make really tight would always suffocate me so much and were so miserable. I don't like those at all, but there's one that just makes my stomach sweat more. It's in my Amazon storefront on the fitness page, so go look at it for sure. But I honestly really do love using that when I'm doing cardio or something. But anyways, that's besides the point. Just highly recommend it. This isn't sponsored by them or anything. But basically, my point is I would put that on. I would put on a sweatshirt, sweatpants, socks, a hat, and I would be out of my house by 5:15. And I would go on a walk with my sister and my aunt. At 5 o'clock in the morning, I was going on a walk up until like 6:37. I would walk for about an hour and a half to 2 hours. And I remember there's this kind of like path where you can see the water. There's like this huge lake. And I just see the sunrise on it. And I do love that. Like looking back, I loved waking up at that time and seeing sunrise over a lake. Like that is so beautiful. It wasn't the most beautiful lake. It was fenced, but it was something. And if you look back at old TikToks that I have, you'll see that I would post like walk with me at 5 a.m. and I would, you know, record myself and just show it because I wanted to motivate other people to wake up at 5 a.m. and look at the sunset. And after I had started to do that, I realized that I was like, you know what? I should be a morning person, you know, because it's obviously a known fact that you lose more weight if you work out in the morning because you're burning fat cells that have been there since like overnight rather than burning fat that you just like consume during the day, which is what happens if you work out at night. So I kept telling myself you have to work out in the morning or else you're not that productive. Like you'll feel more productive if you work out in the morning. You'll feel better if you work out in the morning. working out at 6:30 p.m. isn't as good for you. Like all these things I was just telling myself. And eventually I was waking up at 5:30 every single morning for about 2 or 3 months. Not every single morning, but like four to five times a week, let's say. I was waking up at 5 a.m., 5:30, whatever, getting dressed for the gym, having a banana or an apple and a Celsius, and going to the gym. And I would work out from like 6 to 7. I would work out for like 45 minutes to an hour. And it felt good to sweat that early on. And then I would come home, I would make a coffee, I would jump in the shower, and I would be like ready for the day, workout done, everything done by 8 a.m. And it felt good. I'm not going to sit here and be like, it didn't feel good. But I realized that I was doing that because I wanted to get my workout out of the way. And I realized that's why a lot of people work out early in the morning. Not everyone, but a lot of people do work out early in the morning because they want to just get their workout out of the way. And I started to realize, like, I don't want to get my workout out of the way. I want to look forward to it. Like, I would sometimes get home at 8 a.m. and I would, like, spend the day doing classes and homework and all this stuff. And then it would be, like, 4:30, 5 p.m. And I'm like, wait, like, I kind of missed the gym. Like, I kind of wish I was at the gym right now. And I would put myself in that mindset of, I kind of miss it. Like, I wish I was going again. And then I would start going again and I would go morning and night some days. And that's when I really started to overwork and tire my body. And it was because I was trying to be these two different versions of a fitness girl. I was trying to be this super productive, have everything done by 8 a.m. girl. But then I was also being this girl that genuinely just wanted to work out at 5 p.m. compared to 5 a.m. And I started to think that that wasn't as productive, which is such a toxic, horrible, negative mindset that I told myself because I wasn't working out at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, I wasn't as productive as, you know, when I work out at 5 p.m. And a lot of the TikToks and Instagrams and Pinterest that you'd see girls at the gym and you'd see the time in the corner and it would say 7 a.m. And I'd be like, that has to be me. Like, that has to be what I'm doing. But then I kind of realized and I was like, you know what? Who cares if I like to go to the gym later at night? Like, why does that make me not as productive? Why does that make me not that girl because I'm not waking up early to do that? This morning, I woke up at 10:30 in the morning. Every single day this week, because of my 8 a.m. classes and my 9 a.m. classes, I've been waking up at like 6:37 to get ready for class. I would be in classes all day, and then I would go to the gym at night. And last night, I got home, and I was like, you know what? Like, I want to sleep in. Like, I want to sleep in tomorrow. I'm going to stay up late and watch YouTube because I don't remember the last time I laid down and just watched YouTube because all I've been doing is school, homework, podcast, gym. Like that has been my routine for the past 2 weeks. And I'm like, you know what? I get to sleep in tomorrow. I don't have to wake up for anything on Wednesday. I'm going to sleep in. I woke up this morning at 11 a.m., right? And I didn't feel bad about it. I woke up at 11 a.m. and I remember I went to the bathroom, brushed my teeth, like did my skincare, went downstairs, made a coffee, came back upstairs. I made like a yogurt bowl. I made like an avocado toast. And then I sat in bed and just started to answer emails, do some schoolwork. I watched YouTube as I ate breakfast. And then I look at the time and I see it's 2 p.m. I'm sitting in a messy room. I'm still in my pajamas. My empty coffee is on the bedside table. I'm hungry. I haven't had like lunch yet. I have to get it together. And a lot of people would see 2 p.m. and be like, what? I'm so lazy. Like I haven't done anything today besides sit in bed and eat breakfast and watch YouTube. And I woke up at 11. And honestly, if this was me last year, I would get down on myself and I'd be like, you are so unproductive. You could have been doing so many more things. You should be out of bed by now. Your room is a mess. Get up, like, you know, figure it out. But I didn't feel guilty. And I was like, you know what? It's okay if you're getting your day together at 2 p.m. Like, it's okay if you're getting yourself together and it's not morning time. Like, that's totally fine. Like, if I'm waking up and my first meal is at 2:30, it wasn't technically my first meal, but I was like, if I'm waking up and I'm making myself a meal at 2:30 and making myself another coffee, there's nothing wrong with that. That's just where I'm at right now. Like, I woke up late. I slept late last night, but it's okay because I prioritize myself. So I actually made a TikTok today of getting your life together. And I was kind of just like, this is a reminder that as that girl, you don't have to wake up at 6 a.m. to get your life together. So I showed the time. I showed that it was 2 p.m. I cleaned my room. I made myself another coffee. I made myself a yogurt bowl to eat for lunch to kind of like fuel myself up. And just like sitting in this clean room, eating my yogurt bowl, drinking my coffee, I felt better already. I think it's all about just like having that clean room and getting on top of it, even if you're getting on top of it in the afternoon. And now I'm recording this podcast because just doing that little thing of cleaning my room and trying to be productive, even though it was already 2:30, I didn't let myself say, oh, today's a lazy day. I let myself say, I'm going to pick today up and make today a productive day. So once I got into that mindset of time doesn't matter, it's what you do in your day. It's not what time you start. It's not how long you do something. It's what you're getting done. So I told myself, if I clean my room, record and edit this podcast for Friday, answer some emails, make myself a nutritious meal that's going to fuel my body, create some Instagram content, go to the gym and get home by 8 p.m. Like, who cares if I woke up at 11? I still got everything done that I needed to get done. So I think even just having that little like mindset of just because it was a bad morning doesn't mean it's going to be a bad day type of thing just gets rid of a lot of self-guilt and just makes you realize that just because I'm going to be the best version of myself doesn't mean I'm going to be the best version of myself every single day. I made my last episode about adjusting to in-person classes just because it's been 2 weeks since I've been in in-person classes and dealing with a schedule where I'm like in class from or on campus from like 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. And I haven't had that in a really long time. And we have this luxury of being home. And I remember when COVID hit, the first quarantine hit of March 2020, the first like 2 months first month, I took it as an excuse to just watch as much reality TV as I could and eat as many snacks as I could, scroll on TikTok as much as I wanted to. And I took it as an opportunity to be lazy, to be unproductive. I didn't have any responsibilities. I was kind of just lost and confused. My mental health was at a really low point. I think a lot of us can attest to that and relate to that. And I just started off in a very negative mindset. And then I had an opening moment of, where is this time? Like, I'm not going to have this time ever again. Like, I could be back in campus in a few months or a year or a few years. Like, how am I, like, what about then? I'm not going to have as much time as I do now to build myself up. And I had this eye-opening moment of, now these are my times to get into working out and to go for a walk. And, you know, for a few months, I was doing very well at being super productive and being very active and just appreciating the space around me, the time with my family, all these things. But then I got lazy again once quarantine ended, and it was kind of just like a back and forth cycle. And this is like my first year where everything is somewhat normal, not completely normal, but somewhat normal, of being back in in-person classes, being at the gym with all these people, you know, just kind of losing time again, losing time to be lazy, I guess. And it made me realize just how busy and on the go I was before all this work from home, school from home, all my internships were online. All my schoolwork for the past 2 years has been online. All my exams were online. All my presentations were online. Everything that I did was online for 2 years. And now I'm getting back into everything opening back up again and having to be social again and kind of just making time for stuff. And I think it just made me realize also, you make time for what you want to make time for. Because when I was creating my school schedule, I was like, wow, my Monday is going to be miserable. Like, Mondays, I have to wake up at 6 a.m. I have to be in classes all day from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Like, am I going to go to the gym? Like, do I want to get to the gym at 6:30? The gym is so packed at 6:30. Like, and I just kept thinking to myself, like, maybe I'll take Monday off. And then it came to Monday, and I remember finishing all my classes, and I assumed that I was going to go to all my classes and then be super tired and lazy and just go home, eat dinner, shower, and sleep. But I ended my classes and I was like, wow, I need the gym today, because I was just so stressed out and overwhelmed from my whole school day that I was like, the only thing that is going to make me feel better right now is being at the gym. And that might sound maybe like a little bit dramatic for some people if working out is just like something that you do, not something that you love to do, but just something that you do because you think you have to do it. But because the gym is something that I do because I love it, it just kind of makes me realize like, I'm finally at this point. And I was so like kind of thankful for myself this morning, because just kind of this whole week in general, and I was very thankful for the relationship that I created with my body and the relationship I created with just being physical in general. And that might sound maybe a little bit corny, but I don't know. I just feel like for so long, I was trying to force myself to love working out and trying to force myself to be healthy and trying to force myself to be active and to look a certain way and everything. And now that I'm finally at this point of working out, it's like, I'm just so thankful that my goal is to be healthy, you know. And this is kind of getting into another fitness rant that I don't want to get into because I talk about fitness all the time. But my point is, if you're listening to this episode because you feel self-guilt when you don't get things done the way you want to get done, it's time to switch your mindset, okay? You set your own standards and expectations for yourself. You cannot let other people around you set the lifestyle that you should be living. When you're scrolling through social media and you see these girls who are waking up at 6 a.m. to make a smoothie and make a green juice and go to the gym and go for a walk and then take a shower and do all these things, they're not posting that because that's who you need to be. They're posting that because that's who they are and that's what works with their lifestyle. That's what works with their priorities. So you need to sit back and you need to not be, you know, threatened by this or think there goes another standard that, you know, that girl has to live up to. It's like, no, this is showing me that this girl took control of her own life and created this life for herself. I'm going to sit back and think to myself, what life do I want for myself? What are the things that I prioritize? And those things that I prioritize, how am I going to create goals around them? And then how am I going to accomplish those goals? We need to stop thinking that another person's lifestyle is our goal, because it's not. We create our own journeys. Like, we are through these journeys in ourselves. We create our goals. We are the reason we get to our end goals. And I don't think that there's no limit on who you can be and your potential. So I feel like when we create these goals of, I want to lose 5 pounds before I go on vacation and then I'll be okay, that's not a goal that you're setting for a lifestyle. That's a stuck end goal. Like, that's a dead end. You're setting that goal, you're going to lose the 5 pounds and you're going to be like, okay, I'm done. And now you're going to go back to eating horribly after that vacation, not working out again. And you're just going to do the same thing every single year. And if you don't prioritize health and you don't prioritize wellness, then that's going to be okay with you. But it's not okay for me, because I do prioritize wellness and health. Or you're going to say, I want to lose 5 pounds. You're going to go to the gym, you're going to lose the 5 pounds. And then you're going to be like, wow, that was so easy. Now I want to lose 10 pounds. And now you're going to go to the gym and lose 10 pounds. And you're just having this goal that just doesn't end. It's an infinite goal. You can lose so much weight in this world, right? But how do you feel when you wake up in the morning? Do you have a migraine throughout the day? Are you eating enough food? Are you fueling yourself? And this is something that I'm very guilty of, because for a while I wasn't fueling myself the way my body needed to be fueled. And I was working out simply to lose weight. I was eating less to lose weight. And then eventually I was like, okay, I don't feel well. I'm losing weight, but I don't look better and I don't feel better. And then I had started to eat more, like, nutritious meals, not be afraid of weights, like, do a little – cardio is really good for you, but that's all I was doing. I started to do a little bit less cardio and a lot more kind of, like, lifting weights and weight training and HIIT workouts, stuff that I used to be super afraid of. Now I was kind of taking control of that, and I was saying, I want to do this because it makes me feel good. The number on the scale has gone up a lot this past year that I've been in love with working out. But I look better and I feel better. I don't wake up bloated. I don't wake up with a migraine. I feel so much better in the body that I've built for myself. And at the end of the day, I could get down on myself because, you know, I don't look the way I want to look yet. But at the end of the day, the fact that I feel better and created this feeling for myself, and I healed my mental health and my mentality around fitness, and I healed the way my stomach feels when I wake up in the morning, and I healed my migraines, that means more to me than the physical image that I wanted at the end of this. So I think if you're listening to this episode, take me for as an example of starting off with a negative mindset and building it up into something. You clicked onto this episode for a reason. There's something that you want to change, whether you know what it is or not. You know that there's something in your life that you have tried to take control of so many times, but there's something stopping you from doing it. What is that? What is that thing that you want to change in your life? What is that thing you finally want to heal on your own? Figure out what that is. Figure out why you want to heal it, and then figure out how you're going to heal it. Journal it. Say it out loud. Drive your car and rant about it to yourself. Whatever it is that you have to do to open up your mind and figure out what this is missing in your life, like, what is missing in my life that is stopping me from living this lifestyle that I want? Figure it out and figure out how you're going to solve it. We're all in this together. We all have goals that we want to accomplish. We all have a lifestyle that we want to live up to. But at the end of the day, you have to make sure that you're doing it for yourself and you're doing it for the right reasons. That's all for this episode. I know it got into like a really deep rant, but I think everything just really needed to be said. I feel like a lot of people have this unrealistic standard that they set for themselves because they see how society and social media portrays it. But at the end of the day, you're going to be okay. This is your life. You have to take control of it. I'm proud of each and every one of you. The first step was clicking onto this podcast episode. So if you listen to this podcast episode, I'm proud of you because you are taking a step to becoming the better version of yourself. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thank you for the support. I know it turned into a rant, but I'm not even kidding. Waking up this morning at 11 a.m. Like, this episode was not going to happen. But all of a sudden, I woke up at 11 a.m. and I got my day together at 2 p.m. And I was like, I kind of want to talk about this. You know, like, I'm inspired by myself that I got it together, even though it was late in the day. Make sure you guys follow my socials. My TikTok is Olivia Eve Shabo if you want to see snippets of what I talk about. My Instagram is For You From Eve. And I love all of you so much. I leave everything linked in the bio, my Amazon storefront, my Instagram, my TikTok, everything. Thank you again so much for the support. I hope you guys have an amazing and safe weekend. And I love all of you.